gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
Desert Rose Band on WRCO and Hello Trouble, WRCO FM Richland Center, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's a deal worth $35 billion. One credit card company wants to buy another one. Here's Bankrate's Greg McBride.
Capital One is acquiring Discover, which is more than just a credit card issuer. They also have a card network over which the transactions are run. And they also have accumulated a pretty significant deposit base, bringing in deposits from consumers and making loans other than just credit cards.
In the Middle East, Israel has ordered new evacuations from parts of Gaza City as a UNICEF study finds 1 in 6 Palestinian children are acutely malnourished in the northern part of the territory where Gaza City is. Arab nations putting to a vote a UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, knowing it will be vetoed by the United States. President Biden heads to California today, hoping to raise more money for his reelection campaign. The state's still inundated with rain and wind and snow in higher elevations, thanks to another atmospheric river. This is ABC News. Now to a story about how a personal finance columnist who suddenly knows how crafty scammers can be is speaking out.
Charlotte Coles, a personal finance columnist in New York, says she got a call she thought was from Amazon, telling her she'd been the victim of identity fraud. She says she spoke with several people, even someone claiming to be from the CIA. Coles says the person she thought was an investigator told her there was a warrant out for her arrest for cyber crimes, money laundering, and drug trafficking.
He told me that in order to avoid arrest, I would need to cooperate with their investigation.
Coles followed the scammer's directions, rushing to the bank to withdraw $50,000 cash and putting the cash in an SUV that was sent to her house. But as soon as the driver drove away, Coles says she realized she'd been scammed.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert, the advice from experts. If you think something sounds strange in a call like that, just hang up. Astronomers think they found the biggest thing in the sky, a quasar 12 billion light years away, 500 trillion times brighter than our sun. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning, the 20th of February. We'll share with you forecast details coming up. I believe it's Quizzy Poo Day 2, so I better try to study.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Get ready for a striking good time at the Ithaca Lions' annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament. Join them Sunday, February 25th, with shifts at 11 and 2, just $15 to enter. And guess what? All ages are welcome. Score big with raffle and door prizes. The excitement never ends. Secure your spot by signing up in advance at the Phoenix Center or by calling 649-7469. Lace up those bowling shoes and let the good times roll. The Ithaca Lions, striking up fun for the whole community. See you at the lanes Sunday, February 25th.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. For today, the forecast calls for a high of 53, partly sunny and unseasonably warm. Southeast winds at 6 to 14 miles per hour. A few clouds tonight and a low of 31. Wednesday, 56, partly cloudy and a bit balmy for this time of year. For Thursday, 54 and still rather mild. Friday, near 40, partly cloudy and cooler. Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy and 44. And Sunday's outlook, 53. Monday, a high of 58. Right now in Richland Center, after the early reading today of 22, we have matched our overnight high temperature. It is 26 degrees.
Was breaking her heart, and she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming the back and laughing out loud with the smoke so thick, the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like I just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud. The smoke so thick, the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. Crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud
Looking for the party crowd. Wake up, Henry. All right, well, coming up on birthdays and anniversaries and more regular stuff here in a little bit from WRCO.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our backs, and we call it all living the dream. These are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on a chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up the fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends, and the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. We fall down and we get up. We walk proud and we talk tough. We got heart and we got nerve. Even if we are a bit disturbed. Woo. Come on. These are my people. This is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It's real. It's the way we were made. Wouldn't have it any other way. Oh no. These are my people.
When I'm touching you, it's as if lately you've been standing in sinking sand. Before you go down any deeper, let me help take my hand. I want my baby back. I miss the way you used to laugh, dance around to your own beat, so alive and so carefree. I want my baby back. Where is the old you hiding at? Well, you may be here, but baby, you've been gone too long. Thank you. I've never seen you in. Breaks my heart to see you in a downward spin. You're looking lost, but you don't have to be alone. Why don't you talk to me? Tell me what's going on. I want my baby back. I miss the way you used to laugh and dance around to your own beat. So alive, so carefree. I want my baby back. Where is the old you had left? You may be here, but baby, you've been gone too long. Like you just might do something wild. There it is, here it comes. Just in time, you could use a little fun. I want my baby back. I miss the way you used to laugh and dance around to your own beat.
Mark Chestnut, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. It's 7:18, and there were some concerned people yesterday when we couldn't find Hank Bray. We have found him. I think we're going to send him back. But anyway, I think he's going to come in with a little bit of a quiz in just a bit here this morning. And more regular features continue as well on a Tuesday, the day when we start WIAA girls basketball tournament action. And we're getting set for state wrestling coverage, which gets underway for us on Thursday evening.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa in Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Get ready for a striking good time at the Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament. Join them Sunday, February 25th with shifts at 11 and 2, just $15 to enter. And guess what? All ages are welcome. Score big with raffle and door prizes. The excitement never ends. Secure your spot by signing up in advance at the Phoenix Center or by calling 649-7469. Lace up those bowling shoes and let the good times roll. The Ithaca Lions, striking up fun for the whole community. See you at the lanes Sunday, February 25th.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Well, there he is.
Good morning, Tim.
Good to find you.
Yeah, found me underneath the rock. Put me back there.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Yes.
Sound like you have a little bit of a cold.
I've got the field cold.
So you think I gave it to you?
Yeah, without question.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, on Saturday.
I don't know that I sounded that bad, though. So
I always sound bad, though.
I'm going to blame it on Joanne.
Oh, we could.
Uh-huh.
What about the pickle and ketchup stuck to my seat?
Yeah, that was something. Yeah, I mentioned that yesterday. I mean, I told the true story. It was true. I put the blame on the person that wrapped it up at Burger King.
Because, oh, yes, yes.
Because when I grabbed it out of the sack, it just went.
It just fell right in there. Yep.
Right on my lap.
Yep. So
yep, and then got just a speck of ketchup on Hank's newly cleaned seat.
Was my vehicle clean enough for you?
Your vehicle was just about like you'd want it in the showroom,
right?
Actually, I was impressed.
I'm hiring out.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of side hustles, so maybe detailing cars will be your next thing. All right.
So
better than stealing them, right?
Right. Well, I could detail yours. You have great rates.
You know, my car is clean. You just have to get the clutter out of there.
Right.
It's clean underneath. That's the advantage of having stuff, you know, on the floorboards and the seat.
It can't get dirty.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right? A good point.
Sure.
Where are you at tonight, young man?
Ithaca.
Are you?
I don't have far to go.
No, you don't. How are you feeling? Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have had a little bit of that, a touch of kind of a little bit of a cold and things like that.
I tell you what, it rocked my world.
Yeah.
I mean, like a hit by a trip, like a, it seems like I get hit by a bus.
Right.
And I'm not kidding. I mean, just boom.
Yeah. I talked to some people that have had it or similar strain, and it takes a couple of weeks sometimes to kind of get that out of chest and out of the system and everything.
That sounds horrible.
Well, I'm just, you know, painting a picture of reality here, Hank.
Well, paint it quicker.
Yeah. Dr. Knee.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I want my money back. I got a quiz for you, young man.
Yeah, well, you do.
Ten questions.
I was going to mention somebody called yesterday, and they were telling me, and I didn't realize this, but when you went back to Arkansas, you were going to go back and enroll in school. You were going to kind of finish up. And so they pulled you in, and the dean of students said, Hank, how's your grammar? And you said, oh, she's all right. She had a fall a couple weeks ago.
Right.
She's doing better. So, that's what I heard about you, anyway. Yeah, didn't get a chance to tell you that yesterday.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Your grammar's good.
Your grandma's good?
Yeah, she's good.
That's awesome.
So,
and then we talked about Speckled Pete, the rooster. And,
oh, boy.
And why he went over to KFC.
Why did he?
I guess he wanted to see a chicken strip. Guess,
but wow.
That's what I heard anyway.
Yeah, my goodness.
Oh, well, it's not Monday, is it? It's Tuesday.
No.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, they're still lame, though.
Yeah, well, so am I.
All right, buddy, number one.
All right.
I'm going to give you the year and words, and you have to tell me the song and who wrote it.
All right. Got it.
All right. 1956. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
Okay. And I'm supposed to write down the title of the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
And who sung it?
And the artist? Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Yep.
Number two, 1959. Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you know that one too?
I think so.
Yeah.
Look at Hank.
Number three, 1969. And now the end is here. And so I face the final curtain.
Mm.
My friends, and I'll say it clear, I'll state my case of which I'm certain.
That's some good poetry there,
Hank. Yeah, yes. Number four, 1960. Don't know how much about history. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about biology.
What about your grammar?
Grammar's good. You're not right in the head.
Sorry.
You're not right in the head.
All right.
Number five, young man.
Yes.
1965. As the leaves are brown and the sky is gray, I've been for a walk on a winter's day.
All right. Okay, what's next?
Number 16, 1965. Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. I could get this one.
You're a hipster there. Right?
Yes. Yeah. My grammar's horrible, though.
I thought she was doing better.
Yeah.
All right.
Number seven, 1964. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk to you again. Never heard it in that version before, have you?
No, but that's probably...
But I do have the voice for it right now.
That's one that you sing
Hello,
every
darkness.
Night at your house.
I love that place. Yeah. I love that song.
Yep. Yep. Go down in the basement and sing it, do you?
No, in my bed.
Oh.
Make my dogs howl.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. All right, go ahead.
Number eight, 1964. Calling out around the world already. Calling out around the world. Are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here, and the time is right.
You almost went too far there.
I did. Yep, I sure did.
All right.
It was on the tip of me tongue.
Okay.
Number nine, 1964. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Boy, you could be the bass singer today, I think.
I could.
Good job. All right.
1963, the night we met, I knew I needed you. So if I had the chance, I would never let you go. You know it?
Well, I was doing the drum beat to it. I think so.
Speaking of drum beats.
Oh, there she is.
There's a drum beat right there.
Yep. Okay.
All right. The night we met, I knew I needed you. So, if I had the chance, I would never let you go. That's what you say about me in it now, Phil.
Yep.
Yeah. Number one, Phil.
I've got to change one here, I think. Okay, go ahead. So, number one, you keep a close watch on this heart of yours. Yep.
1956.
Yep. I Walk the Line, Johnny Cash.
That is true. That is Johnny Cash.
All right.
Number two, 1959, Look at Me, as I'm Helpless as a Kitten Up a Tree.
That's Misty by Johnny Mathis.
Yes, yes.
Look at Hank.
Look at me now. Number three.
Three.
1969, And Now the End is Here, and So I Face the Final Curtain.
Yep.
My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case. Of which I'm certain.
That is My Way by Frank Sinatra.
It is.
Written
it is.
For him by Paul Anka.
Really?
Yeah. Paul made a little bit of money off that one.
I bet he did.
Elvis covered it later.
So did Elvis, did the guy get it from Elvis too then, the money?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. So.
1960, number four. Don't know how much history, don't know much biology.
That would be What a Wonderful World This Would Be by Sam Cooke.
Yep. Woo-hoo! Yep. 1965, All the Leaves Are Brown and the Sky is Gray. I've Been for a Walk on a Winter's Day.
That would be California Dreamin' by Mamas and Papas.
Yep.
All right.
Well, the East Coast girls are hit. I really dig those styles they wear.
California Girls by the Beach Boys.
That's a good song.
Oh, the Pea Ridge Girls.
Calm down, ladies.
Calm down, ladies.
Get out of the window. Yeah. Were they here yesterday, too, the girls?
Didn't see them. I think that's, you got to get that checked out.
Number seven. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
That would be Sounds of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. Yep.
Number eight, 1964, calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the time is right.
For Dancing in the street.
Yeah.
Martha and the Vandellas.
Yes.
Okay.
Number nine, 1964, I've got sunshine on a cloudy day, Phil. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May.
That would be My Girl by the Temptations.
My girl. Anyway, Joanne, go back in your office.
Oh my goodness.
This is unreal. Number 10, 1963, the night we met, I knew I needed you. So if I had the chance, I would never let you go.
Be My Baby by the Crystals, right? Or the Ronettes.
Ronettes. Yep. Well, I'm going to give it to you, Phil.
Well,
it's a 10 out of 10.
I had Ronettes, but for some reason I was going off the top of my foggy brain.
So, you look good today.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, compared to?
Me.
Yeah, well, hey, that's why we hanging around here, Hank.
You know,
this is a fridge hanger.
It is a fridge hanger.
Haven't had one for a while again.
Yeah, it's been you had one in January, didn't you?
I
think it was the same one as this one.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the same 10. Questions, but the first 10. So. All right, cool. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for that.
You can leave both of them up there.
Oh, both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since it's been within a month.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Thank you.
Next week, it will be tough, Phil.
You're going to really
I'm going to hammer it to you.
Okay.
I'm going to my goal is to O for you.
If you go with songs of the 2010s and the...
Or 2024.
And 2020s, you'll probably get me. Unless it's country, then I probably can do all right.
It won't be any music, but
it
I
won't
have
be
to,
music.
I've got to... Sit down and really struggle.
Okay, right.
I'll have to struggle to get next week's done.
Yeah, some of that newer music, you know, and again, I know songs, you know.
Right, you do.
I'll realize, oh, yeah, that's who does that. But I've gone to the record stores, and when they...
You mean record store?
Yeah, well, others. And then when they used to sell CDs, too, and it would be the iconic hits of so-and-so, and I'd be like, who? I've never heard of them. They've got iconic hits. Okay, I'll take their word for it.
Did you buy it?
No, didn't buy that one. Uh-uh.
Well, so anyway, so you and Daniel Miller down there at Oak Cooch and Mastodon Records.
And Craig.
Are you going to go partners in there?
No, they
you should have bought stock in there.
Well, I am, but they lose me as a valued customer if I wasn't like a customer and I was like... Like an investor. I guess I kind of am an investor.
Yes, you are, buddy. Yeah. Buddy, have a good day. I hope if you're sick, stay in bed.
I hope you get feeling better.
I do, too. I will.
You're feeling better than you were yesterday.
I think so.
Yeah.
Today only got hit by like a Mini Cooper instead of a truck.
Oh, that's good.
It's moving down.
That's nice. All right.
But anyway, buddy, have a good day and everybody be kind.
Good to see you. That's Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen, almost his effervescent self.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319. Or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com. And be sure to like them on Facebook.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application. Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Hi, it's Karen Tepley, candidate for mayor in Richland Center, and I would like to invite you to a Q&A session on February 20th from 5 to 6 p.m. It's at Kelly's Coffee House, 196 West Court Street. Stop by, have a cup of coffee, and we'll have a conversation. See you there.
Some notes from this day in history and our birthday and anniversary salutes coming up. It is 7:36 and 27 degrees here in Richland Center. Today is Tuesday, the 20th of February. There are 315 days left in the year. President Washington signed an act creating the United States Post Office Department. The year was 1792. And also, Congress proposed the 21st Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to repeal Prohibition. 1933. The other history lesson we have today, 1962, astronaut John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth as he flew aboard a Project Mercury's Friendship 7 spacecraft. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Years you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
From Richland Center Primary School, we salute Mason Umbehound today. Happy birthday to Joel Rodriguez from Jamie Rodriguez, to Willie Degner, love from Judy, to Adam Niemeyer from Park Street Christian Church. Have a good one, Adam. And a happy birthday salute today to Kurt Gaston, our dad, from Ross, Ryan, and Reese. Happy birthday wishes as well to Tyler Kleist from residents and staff of Schmidt-Woodland Hills, to Carly Hipsch from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Grace Clark, Yvonne Craig, Kirk Gaston, and Joan Kepler. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, wishing the best on this 20th of February, primary election day, to Will Onan, Chloe Franklin, Cullen Hackle, Ann Keller, Kylie McIntosh, Jason Meese, Caden Miller, and Lucas Putz. Plus, happy anniversary to Mark and Rhonda Otto. Happy anniversary to wonderful parents, Merle and Carol Colson. Love from Ron and Sherry Colson. To grandparents and great-grandparents, Merle and Carol. Love from Doug, Nicole, Kaylin, Adeline, Jace, Amelia, Nick, Bridget, Braylon, Jacob, Brianna, Jackson, Amara. All saying happy birthday today. We have wishes going out today to parents, Merle and Carol. Lots of love from Kevin and love from Karen, Adam, Haley, Herbs, saying happy anniversary to you both today. Let's see, what else do we have? Hold on just a second here. There we go. That one fell under the table there. All right, we've got it. Happy birthday to favorite son-in-law, Jason Meese, from your favorite mother-in-law. Have a great day today. to Ron and Deb Bumpkamp from Chris, Mandy, Peyton, Carson, and Landon. And happy anniversary. It says, to my husband, Ron Bumpkamp, he is my rock and my love. We've had many wonderful times together and some very sad times, too, over the last 53 years. I am so grateful to God that he led us to each other. He is indeed the keeper of the stars. 53 years and counting with all my love from Deb. Ron and Deb, we salute some good listeners today with a very special anniversary wish.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
7:42 the time. Here's one for our special couples.
You are my special angel, sent from up above. The Lord smiled down on me and sent
G. Rice on WRCO. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 27 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Sunshine to partly cloudy and unseasonably warm today with a high of 53. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 31. In Richland Center, the air is calm and after a low of 22, it's 26 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A Sauk County man died yesterday morning in a 2-vehicle crash in the town of Wilton. The crash shut down part of Highway 71 for more than 5 hours. Around 9:20, the Monroe County Communications Center received a report of the crash near the Wilton Rod and Gun Club. It involved a semi-tanker and an SUV. It was determined that the SUV had been westbound on 71 when it crossed the center line of the highway and went head-on into the semi, which was headed eastbound. The driver of the SUV was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver from the semi sustained non-life-threatening injuries. A large amount of debris was scattered across the highway, causing State Highway 71 to be shut down for almost 6 hours for the investigation, removal of the vehicles, and cleanup of the scene. For some people in Wisconsin, today is the first of 4 elections in the state this year. The February ballot will see a handful of municipal and county primaries across the state, including a mayoral primary in Milwaukee. There are also 7 school districts asking referendum questions, totaling just over $219 million. Sauk County has just 1 primary for a county board position representing the northwest side of Baraboo, while Boscobel has 3 people running for 1 spot on city council. Richland, Vernon, and Crawford counties have no primaries. Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers has signed new legislative district maps into law that he proposed and that Republicans who control the legislature passed to avoid having the liberal-leaning state Supreme Court draw the lines. Democrats are hailing it as a major political victory in the swing state, where the legislature has been firmly under Republican control for more than a decade. The new maps mean changes for many area residents. Senator Howard Markline was a guest on WRCO's morning show yesterday morning with Phil Nee.
The 17th Senate District, which was I was elected to 2 years ago, will it pick up Perdisheen, Waseca, in that area, and then go east, south of the river, into as far as Oregon, into Dane County. So they pull it, you know, again, very comparable to what they're doing with this Senate district, pulling this district into Madison. My district will get pulled into Dane County. The city of Richland Center and the city, part of the city of Madison, will be in the same Senate district. I guess I think about the issues in the city of Madison versus city of Richland Center. I mean, it's just 2 different worlds. But I mean, that's the environment we're going to be operating under now. Under every one of the 4 maps that were still before the court, one of which the governor signed, you know, I've been drawn out of my district. And so, you know, I mean, it's just it's going to be a lot of change, you know, going on, you know, with maps all over.
Mark Lyon did say he is happy there is now certainty for voters. Richland County will be in a new Senate district with Sauk, a major portion of Columbia, and southern Juneau counties. Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz says changes are also made to the Assembly District.
Our area will no longer be in the 17th Senate District. We'll lose Senator Mark Lyon as our state senator, and we are now will be in the 14th Senate District, which is currently by Joan Ballwig is her name. And so that district, Howard's point, is it will encompass all of Richland County now. So Richland County, you know, under the old maps, had three state representatives. Now you're only going to have one. It'll be instead of the 50th Assembly District, it's going to be the 41st Assembly District. And to Howard's point, we're going to go all the way from, you know, all the way from Viola to the west side of Madison. So, it's changes. I lose basically the entire Juneau County. It's just the bottom three townships in Juneau County is in this area, and then all of the rest of Juneau County is in a completely different Senate district. So,
the new maps place six incumbent state senators and 15 representatives in the Assembly in the same district ahead of this fall's partisan elections. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said that the new maps need to be in place by March 15th so candidates can begin filing their nomination paperwork.
The other thing I think important here is our clerks who work so very hard on all our elections, now it gives them time to do what they need to do to marry up their voting precincts with who's going to be in those areas. And before, there's a lot of concerns. It would, the old timeline, it had to be done by March 15th, and to Senator Mark Lyon's point, there probably would have been legal challenges, and so you're going to be right up on that April 15th deadline when nomination papers start for anybody that wants to run. Now we have a little bit more certainty to know, what those districts are going to look like, and gives our clerk some time to prepare.
The new maps won't take effect until November and will not affect any special elections before then. The University of Wisconsin-Madison's University program has announced six Wisconsin local governments are partnering with university resources to address community-identified challenges. University is an alliance of interdisciplinary leaders dedicated to fostering innovation in communities of all sizes. Since 2016, University Alliance has connected Wisconsin communities with faculty, staff, instructors, students, courses, and more during three-year partnerships. Since it began, 29 communities have partnered with University. The new cohort brings the total to 35 communities, with 18 counties and 17 cities, towns, and villages participating. The six communities include the villages of DeForest and Mount Pleasant, the city of Waupaca and Chippewa, Jackson, and Iowa counties. Jackson County applied to University in collaboration with the Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin. DeForest, Mount Pleasant, Waupaca, and Chippewa and Jackson counties are partnering through 2026, while Iowa County is engaged in an accelerated timeline. Iowa County sought out University to study the feasibility of consolidating services within the county and across the region to save taxpayer dollars, improve service delivery, or unlock innovation. Congressman Derek Van Orden was in Eau Claire over the weekend to meet with veterans at VFW Post 305. According to a WEAU report, Congressman Van Orden detailed some of the challenges facing the veteran community, including suicide rates and homelessness. He also spoke about the impending closure of all HSHS and Prevea facilities in the Chippewa Valley, saying he's willing to work with anybody, regardless of political party or position, if they can potentially help solve the health care crisis facing the area. The Trempealeau County Humane Society is asking for the public's help after an unknown illness swept through the shelter. According to officials, two dogs have died from the illness that includes symptoms like dehydration and bloody vomit. The organization is looking for more foster homes so they can get dogs out of the shelter during an outbreak like this and more volunteers to help them manage the animals. The shelter is also taking donations, and donation information can be found on the shelter's website. Gas prices have fallen slightly in the last week. The average across the state is $3.01 per gallon, with a drop of 5.3 cents. This is almost 30 cents higher than a month ago, but over 11 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said we have officially entered the time of year when gas prices traditionally increase. Prices could be on a steady increase for as many as 8 weeks, but anything can happen between now and then. A Coon Valley home was destroyed Friday morning by a fire. The Coon Valley Fire Department said the fire happened at a home on Highway 33 around 6:30. According to a release, the homeowner had left the house to take their children to daycare and came back to see their house on fire. Several pets inside the home died, but no people were hurt. The home is a total loss, according to the fire department. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. Police in La Crosse are looking for suspects after shots were fired in the 700 block of Mississippi Street late Thursday night. The La Crosse Police Department said that after they got the call, they found shell casings, but investigators said no one was hurt. Anyone with information can call the police department or submit a tip through La Crosse Area Crime Stoppers. Three people were found dead at a home near Madison Sunday night. Middleton police were called to a residence just after 7:30 Sunday night for a check property complaint. While they were arriving on scene, a man at a neighboring home approached them, saying he'd been shot. He's hospitalized with multiple gunshot wounds. Police went into the home and found three people dead. No details have been released on how they died. Middleton police do say there is no current threat to the public, and they are not looking for any additional individuals at this time. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is planning to make improvements on County T bridges over the Wisconsin River between Port Andrew and Blue River in Grant and Richland counties. This project will include replacement of the two bridges. Pavement approaches will be replaced, updated guardrail, and pavement markings. Construction is anticipated for 2027, with an anticipated closure for 2 years. During construction, County T will be closed and detoured, utilizing Wisconsin 60, Wisconsin 80, and Wisconsin 133. Those who are concerned about the closure of the construction area are advised to email Derek Potter at derek.potter@dot.wi.gov or Ryan McCain at ryan.mckane@wsp.com by Monday. Your comments will assist in the development of a project that will serve the needs of the traveling public as well as the needs of the local community.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today is Tuesday, February 20th. Martin Joseph Belin, 92, of rural Laval, died Wednesday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Vaulton Friends Church in Vaulton. Burial will follow at the Oaks Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call today from 4 until 7 at the Farber Casanova Chapel. Friends may also call at the Vaulton Friends Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Casanova Fire Department, EMT, or a Grace Hospice. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Martin Joseph Belin, 92, of rural Laval. Maggie Wright, 85, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Vaulton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Maggie Wright, 85, of Richland Center. Edith Burkhalter, 93 of Laval, died Thursday at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok. Burial will be at Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwok. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwok American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Edith Burkhalter, 93 of Laval.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 24.